Hey guys, it's Jazzy. Hopefully you guys are all doing fantastic. It is like 12:30 in the afternoon on Friday. Tomorrow is October 1st, guys. Can you believe that? I can't. Where is this year gone? I have no idea. I just uploaded something, and it was, and by the way, you're going to hear the wind in the background because I am outside, because I was like, someone actually said something about my last recording where I had my fish tank in the background and they found it really soothing and relaxing. So hopefully the wind will stay at a minimal and we won't have to have hurricane sounding, tornado sounding winds in the background, and it'll just be fine. And you may not even hear them. I don't know. So we're just going to go with nature and nature itself. If you do hear anything though in the background, my daughter is on a scooter. There's going to be cars going by, you know. Hopefully it does not distract you guys or anything, but I figured, what the hell, let's do something different. How did you guys like my intro? That was my daughter playing her little instrument. I don't know what the hell you call that thing, but it's pretty cool. And I apologize because the dogs are retarded and they're barking at the child on a scooter. Sorry about that yet again. Anyways, guys, I kind of left you guys like hanging on my jives about that because there's a lot going on. Like, seriously, I just need to update you on my mental health and kind of tell you what's going on with my mental health currently as we speak. Currently, as standing, it has been a month since I relapsed and tried to off myself. I don't know how else to say that without that being a trigger, so I apologize. I should have just said trigger at the beginning of this, but I tried to keep everything to a minimal. I cannot talk today. Anyway, if you guys haven't, go check out my newest episode where I just did the murder to myself that I found in 2016, which was very, very interesting. So, go check that out. Another thing, before I just go into what's going on with my health update and my mental health, I want to let you know that I am doing a podcast episode very, very soon with the Mindful Bipolar. That is coming up. I have not made a set time or schedule. It's just been chaotic. I mean, literally, there is so much going on in my life. My dad's wife, unfortunately, last week had some heart problems come up. She is okay. She was borderline about to have a heart attack, actually. She had a clogged artery, I believe. And so she was in the hospital. So that was a little hectic. And if you guys remember when my dad had a heart attack, that spiraled me down and put me through a little bit of anxiety because there was a lot going on with that. So that's a status that's going up. She is doing a lot better. I just didn't really say anything about that because that was going on. Also, my boyfriend was hunting. He does archery, and here in Colorado, you only get the month of September to do archery, which is so weird for hunting. But anyways, he was elk hunting, and I decided to take the time while he was doing that to go up to the mountains, to hang out in the hammock, those things. Let me tell you, it was and not just like the first day that we went up there, but the second week, the third week, I mean, literally all 4 weeks there was something going on. So I literally, when I say there was something going crazy, like the first week that we went up there, not just one, but all four of our tires had a problem. Three of them popped. Well, two of them popped, and one of them went flat, and then the other one was trying to go flat, so we were on a donut. Oh, God, that was like our first trip up there, and then I ended up having that severe asthma attack that I told you guys about. I think I did, but I had a severe asthma attack, and I ended up having to come down the mountain in an ambulance, which was just insane. I don't know if I actually went into detail about that, but that is definitely a story we need to talk about, that whole entire thing. Because that same day, my nephew had gotten hit by a city bus, and he ended up in the ICU the same time, approximately around the time that I ended up in the hospital with an asthma attack. It was crazy. I mean, seriously. if you had any idea. So yeah, basically there was a lot on the first time, and then the second week was up there. It was very more stressful than anything for me because we had all the kids with us, and one of them stayed back with me at camp, and things just got chaotic, and things got broken, and it just sucked overall. And then the third and fourth time, the wind, it was so windy. I'm talking like a good 35 to 40 mile per hour wind, and it was just, it was miserable. But I did manage to, even through all that crap, I did get to take my book up there. I got to do some reading. I even did some writing while I was up there, and I got to hang out in my hammock. And yes, it's fall now, so it's a little bit chillier. And so I realized while I was up there in my hammock, because I have a summer hammock, that I really need to work in and look into a fall / winter hammock with the under padding on it so I can keep warm. That's something that I learned. But I'm really new into the whole hammock thing. I have two hammocks. I have one that you can use for like the beach or a picnic at a park kind of situation. And then I have like a outdoor hiking / like camping hammock. So I'm learning. I don't know much about it, but I did learn that I do need to buy some things to upgrade my hammock, or I need to buy a whole nother hammock for winter and fall. So there's that. So that's why I've been really busy. But while I was up there, I had some time to do some thinking and some reflection. And I've thought really hard about some shit. I really went through a rough fucking period. It was, and there was just a lot going on that I just don't even know how to explain or want to explain. I realized that my bipolar went into a whole nother level of mania that I've never experienced. Now, there's a difference between manic and mania. And the mania is basically where you have, it's the dangerous cycle of your manic. And basically, it's where you're just cycling over and over through depression and anxiety, and you just can't get a fucking break. And that's when it gets dangerous, because you're too fucking depressed to want to kill yourself. But then on the other side, you're so happy and things are so fucking great that you could kill yourself. So it's kind of a dangerous thing. And I was in really bad hypomania. And honestly, I thought I wasn't going to pull the fuck out of this, guys. And then remember, like shortly after that, I had that respiratory virus, which was shortly a little before I went camping and camping and hunting situation. If you guys all remember, I had that really bad respiratory virus, and by the way, it lasted exactly 14 days. Well, it was probably about 13, but the 14th day is when I was actually able to breathe in the mountains again. But it was just nuts. It was insane. That was an experience that we should talk about too, because that was a really scary experience. But in that time, I really realized a lot of shit too. And so I have had a lot of time to reflect and just think about me. And in the depth, I've mentioned to you guys the mindful bipolar. In the depth of me being in the darkest stages of my depression that I've ever been in my whole life, I had ran across him. You guys can listen to him on Spotify, and you can listen to him on YouTube. And you can listen to him on all other things. I will put a link when I do his interview. I will definitely keep in touch with you guys with the links, because I think he's... But you can look him up. His name is called The Mindful Bipolar. Anyways, I was looking through podcasts. I found that the older that I get, the more I'm enjoying podcasts. I don't know if that's just a thing, because I know that my dad, with his age, as he was getting older too, like from in his 30s, I noticed that he started really liking and getting into like the radio, and he's always been on the radio. In fact, he used to be on the radio. But, and I think he still does podcasts once in a while. I don't know. But he's done radio personnel before. But anyway, I noticed that was something that he really got into too. But his is NPR, of course. But I was noticing, the older that I get, the more that I'm really getting into, like, podcasts and stuff, which is very, very interesting to me. And I apologize. I think the wind might take a turn on us and get crazy. If it does, I will go inside, so hopefully you guys can still hear me. But I'm monitoring it, and it's, I can tell by the trees that it's starting to pick up out here. Anyways, I, through my darkest spot and feeling just like I was alone and just feeling like shit, really, I realized something, and I was like, man, I really just need some help, and I don't know how to get it. Like, you know, I was doing all the breathing and techniques. I was doing all the meditation. I was not really fully on medication the way that I should have been, because I had been off of it and on in it for like 6 months, which, by the way, none of them worked out for me. So there was a lot of things that were happening, but yeah. So I found him and I was listening to him, and then I just went down the rabbit hole of continuing listening to him, and I kept listening to him, and I was like, man, this guy is like speaking my life through his podcast, and the way that he was doing it, it's basically the way that I'm doing it, and I'm sharing it with you guys, my life. And I was like, man, I really gotta get in contact with this guy. So I went on the dark web looking for any information I could possibly find, because I was on Spotify, and Spotify doesn't give you like links or anything like that. So I had to go on the dark web, look for his information, and sorry for that cough. But I couldn't find his information anyway. And every time I kept putting in the mindful bipolar, I kept finding things on things you can do for your bipolar disorder spiritually to make you feel better. Just weird shit. And it was YouTube. I apologize. My throat needs to be cleared, and it's just hurting me. So I apologize for the short interruptions that you're not hearing, but really they're there. But anyway, I finally found somebody. And I was like, I'm thinking this is him, but I'm not sure. So I clicked on the website, and sure as hell, there was his podcast information and his links and stuff. And I noticed on his thing, he said, leave me a comment. So I left a comment, and I basically said, hi, I'm just reaching out to you. I would really like to see if we could do some work together. You know, I also suffer from bipolar disorder. I'm a mother. And I just think that it would be kind of cool if you want to reach out. Here's my email. And I was like, there's, you know, the hope that somebody, I don't know if this was the right person. I don't know if someone else was going to get a hold of me, etc., etc. Right? Well, the cool thing is not even like a week later, I got an email. And on my email, as I was reading it, I was like, hi, Jasmine, got your message on my website, etc., etc., and I would love to talk to you. And so, gave him my phone number, we started texting, and I gave him my podcast information, I gave him my blog information, and he was, like, totally, like, pumped up for doing an interview. And I was like, yeah, this is exciting, and things are looking up and stuff, which really it is. This is an awesome thing for me, honestly. It really is, and I'm really excited for it. But, yeah, it was very weird. Very weird at first. And I was really excited, but camping and all that stuff, my mother-in-law, who's my dad's girlfriend, I mean wife, had her heart problems, so it got in the way. So I'm rescheduling. Hopefully in the next week or two we will get together, and I will have that interview up set for you guys, and it'll be a new thing. That's something I'm really excited about, because this is something that I've been wanting to do for such a long time, and I just have not had the outlet to do it, or the persons the people to do it with. So I'm really, really excited about that, like super ecstatic. So look out for that, because that is going to be an exciting thing. Because I think that it's a good thing, because this is what I wanted. I wanted other people that have bipolar that I could talk to and do podcasts with. So I'm really, really excited about that. I hope you guys look forward to that too, because I think you'll really enjoy that. It'll be like my real first professional podcast is what I'm going to call it. I'm pretty excited, guys. I really am. I'm pumped up. With that being said, if anyone is listening and they are interested in doing an interview with me, you absolutely can. And I encourage you to reach out to me through my email at ordel, which is jbordera86@gmail.com. And in the headline, like the title, if you could put podcast, that would be really helpful, because then I would know, because I get so many emails a day and a lot of them are spam that I just don't even see through my other emails, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But anywho, with that being said, if you guys are interested in doing a podcast with me, that would be cool. And you guys, you don't have to be bipolar. I mean, honestly, we can just do it off of life. It's fine. It would be a plus if you were like bipolar or had some kind of mental health issues like depression, anxiety, PTSD, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not saying it has to be. Guys, it's a podcast. We can do whatever the hell we want and call it whatever the hell we want, right? So, anyhoot, with that being completely said, my mental health. Well, actually, let's talk about my health first. My health seems to be doing a lot better. My blood pressure seems to be more stable. I have not taken any medication for it or anything. I haven't had to get that far. But my blood pressure seems to be stable. I'm not having the dizzy and fainting spells. I still have them periodically. But now it has a lot to do with my posture, which is where the POTS things that I told you guys about, POTS, POTS, it's a positional thing. And when you change positions and stuff, it'll make you dizzy and faint. So there's that. And I'm doing good. I haven't had an actual fainting spell in a while. I came close last week. Actually, no, yesterday I had one that I came really close to. I got really, really dizzy. Something that I'm struggling with right now, excuse me, is my overall just eating situation. I'm not sure if I've ever discussed that I have an eating disorder. I seem to be a binge eater, but through my life, I have either starved myself or I have binged, which really is a binging thing. You just don't eat for so long, and then you just will eat and eat and stuff. For some reason, out of nowhere, I've developed some kind of eating disorder back into my life. I'm only eating like once a day. Sometimes I'll snack through the day, like little tiny things, but I don't actually get the fulfillment that I should be or the nutrients. So that's something that's going on in my life that I need to watch out for, which kind of sucks. I mean, really, what can you do about it? So there's that. That's a little bit of a concern. That's something I probably should talk to my therapist about, but I don't know if I told you guys either, but my therapist is freaking pregnant and she's due to have a baby in the next month. So I am now looking for another fucking therapist. You guys, I don't know what it is, but I keep getting like one thing. It's one thing after another with therapists and doctors. They all keep getting pregnant and leaving me, which, you know, how typical, right? Just joking. But anyway, with that being said, I have to look for a new therapist. I'm in the process of waiting for a new... I don't want to be put on any other medications right now because I'm just on Depakote. So if that makes any sense to you, unless it gets really bad, I don't want to do anything. So, that's something that is going on. But mentally, I can't say I'm 100% feeling better than I did a month ago, but I can at least say that I'm working on it and I'm getting to where I need to be, where I feel like I'm a lot healthier mentally right now than I was a month ago. I'm not feeling suicidal or anything like that. And, you know, I'm taking showers, I'm brushing my teeth, brushing my hair, putting my clothes on, getting out of bed kind of thing that I wasn't doing before. I'm not crying, so that's nice. And my anxiety is at an ease. I'm just learning that I have to accept the fucking anxiety and bring the bitch in and drink tea with her and just go for the ride. And that seems to be working. I haven't had a panic attack in a while. I had a little bit of one last weekend up in the mountains. I don't know where it came from. But I think, to be quite honest, I have a mummy bag, sleeping bag, and I think I got a little claustrophobic and it freaked me out. So I think that's where the panic attack happened. And by the way, it was like 30 degrees outside, so it was freezing and I was having a moment and it sucked. But other than that, no panic or anxiety really. So I am doing a lot better there. I feel as though I am becoming a whole nother person. I feel like a new Jasmine has entered this cycle of life. And she's for the better. And she is just awesome. And I feel like spiritually I'm doing really, really good. That I need to be. That I'm on the right direction. I've been blogging like fucking crazy, so if you guys want to go check that out, I've said it before, it's on my GoDaddy website, and it's Jazzy Has Fallen in Reverse, if you guys want to go check it out. It's pretty cool. And you guys can also go to my link tree, which is in my description box, and it will take you straight to that page also. And it'll also take you to my other social media, guys. So go check that out. Because I've been blogging like crazy because it's been helping. I have like this inspiration out of nowhere, and I just feel like I'm unstoppable right now. And I just have the motivation, and it's nuts. I don't know where this Jasmine came from, but I'm in love with just Jasmine, and I hope that she stays, and I hope that I can maintain her, because this is the best shit that to happen into my life in a while. And I have to tell you, there are like motorcycles like crazy going by my house the last few minutes, and I don't understand why. So I have to keep pausing you guys. And as I've said before, your pause is like a second, but my pause is like a few minutes to like an hour. Depends on what's going on. Like, I've literally had to, like, try this a couple times because I had a phone call. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on. I just kind of want to let you guys know, kind of keep you in the loop. I wanted you guys to know that I was doing well. Since last time we talked, I was not doing really well. And I appreciate the love and support that I've been given. And the continuous love and support is still overwhelming to me. And it's still awesome to know how loved I am and appreciated I am. So thank you very much for that, you guys. It means the world to me, honestly. If I could come hug every single one of you from the United States all the way to Germany to India. I've been looking at who my statistics are and reading and watching my I have been watching my podcast, and my statistics show that I got a bunch of you guys from all over the world. So if I could, I would come hug every single one of you guys with love and support. Hopefully you guys are all doing fantastic. And I hope that you guys all have a great and safe weekend. And I will get back to you guys probably most likely on Monday. And just keep doing what I'm doing. And hopefully next week you guys will have an interview with the Mindful Bipolar, which I really suggest that you guys go check him out. He's really awesome. I will put his link also in my link tree so you guys can go check him out. So check out my link tree, guys. Go to my social media. I have TikTok. You guys can go find me there and see a weird side of me to my voice. You guys can go to my Instagram. You guys can go to my Twitter. You guys can go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page basically will also direct you back to this. But, and then there's my blog website. So go check it out. I love you guys, and we will talk soon. Bye.